Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Some of Philadelphia's hottest restaurants are donating Election Day lunches to encourage young people to staff the polls.
Civic duty could use a little sex appeal sometimes.
Mission Taqueria owner Daniel McLaughlin spoke to me about how you can get in on a meal while also helping your fellow Philadelphians to vote on November 3rd. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff. Too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets with Daniel McLaughlin, who is owner of Mission Taqueria here at 1516 Sansom Street above Oyster House. But we're out on the streets of Sansom Street because, you know, COVID. It's a beautiful night. People are outside. So that's what you got. First of all, you guys are looking good out here.
We are. We've had a sweet setup in the parking garage across the street from us that we've jokingly called Sansom Street Surf Club. That's given us a pretty sizable dining room out on Sansom Street. And in weather like this, it's been perfect.
All right. So the reason we're here out on Sansom Street here among the people, woo, outside of the parking garage, is right, is because you and I guess your business partners have come up with an idea called Fuel the Polls. Yep. So what's Fuel the Polls?
Fuel the Polls is a campaign Mission is starting to organize other restaurateurs in Philadelphia to incentivize our loyal fans to be poll workers for the upcoming general election, and incentivizing them by providing a meal for them at their polling location on November 3rd.
So how does it work?
So we will be promoting this starting this coming Monday, September 28th. All 12 restaurants that are participating will be putting it out on their social media channels, and we will be linking to the city commissioner's office to get people to sign up to be poll workers. Once you've applied, once you've been accepted, you just let us know through fuelthepolls.org, and then we will connect you to one of the restaurants who will then send a meal to you wherever you end up getting placed in the city on Election Day.
It's a free meal.
It's a free meal.
And who's paying for the meal?
We are. It's coming from the restaurants. This is our charitable endeavor as a means to try to incentivize people to sign up. We're hoping to get some sponsorship for it, but we're really just trying to get people to turn out in numbers so that we can open all of our polling locations in Philly, because the city is so important to the general election. We really are a swing city, and if we show up and are able to open every location, that means it's just shorter lines on Election Day. It makes it easier and more enticing for people to turn out the vote, and hopefully we can swing the state and hopefully swing the whole map.
So you're trying to incentivize the young people that love to go out to places like
exactly.
Mission Taqueria and other hip, hot restaurants in Philly to get a meal.
Exactly. That's the plan.
So there, you know, there has been a big push to get young people to replace the older generation that doesn't want to come out for because of COVID.
Exactly. So we're hoping to appeal to our darling 21 to 35-year-old demographic to get them to use their party immune systems to go out and staff the polls in place of these 60 and 70 year olds who've been doing it for decades. I think we have such loyal followings, each of these restaurants that's participating, and I'd like to think that that translates to civic duty more than just going out and getting tacos and margaritas. So we're hoping to use our position to incentivize people to sign up and actually help do something that's enormously important.
So let me tell you, back when we used to work out of the newsroom, mm-hmm. anytime food would come, that would be a big deal. Food is a big
deal.
Big deal. Especially if you volunteer to be a poll worker. It's not volunteer. I shouldn't say that. You do get paid $250 to do it by the city, but it is a long day. You're there from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. So we are trying to fuel you by giving you a quality, healthful, substantive meal in the middle of your long day, just as a bit of niceness, and bring you a little bit of joy, a little bit of sustenance to help you do this important work, and something that's, you know, a little better than Dunkin' Donuts and coffee.
So this is an idea that I understand came together very quickly.
Very quickly. I was on a call, one of the many Zooms last week, that emphasized how important Philadelphia is demographically to influencing the national election. We really are a swing city with, I mean, we're always bluer than blue, but if we could turn out in force and really show strong numbers in Philadelphia, it would influence the Pennsylvania numbers and hopefully flip things the way we want them to go.
So, not taking a political side, you just want people to be out on the polls.
Exactly. Democracy in action. Democracy is not dead. So we're trying to bring it to life in our own way by fueling it with food and getting our restaurant community that is such a part of Philadelphia's culture and network to incentivize our younger demographic to be involved this general election.
So Daniel, that's one of the things that I really love about this segment, mm-hmm. about what's cooking,
yeah.
is that, you know, food is so many things to so many people.
Yeah.
It's culture, it's, you know, a way to communicate with other people, to get a point across. And in your situation here, it's to get people inspired about voting.
Exactly. So I didn't think that would fall to me in my restaurant owner operator life. But I think that we are part of the cultural community here in Philadelphia, and we are such a food town. And I think that food is always a point of gathering for people for everything. So if we can make food and delicious food a part of this civic process, it just makes it a little more fun, a little more cool, and hope brings a cultural life to it that maybe we can sustain for elections to come. But this one is super important, so we're trying to just get people out in numbers for this coming fall.
So Fuel the Polls actually launches on Monday.
It does.
And so on Monday, what can people do? Where are they going?
So they're going to fuelthepolls.org, where the list of restaurants will be there. You will get to see all the information about how to sign up to be a poll worker. It will break down. There's an FAQ that will answer all of your questions about the process, about what it is to apply to be a poll worker, what your incentives are, and just all the forms and applications that go with actually doing it. It's very simple process, but it just helps to see it all in one place. So fuelthepolls.org this coming Monday, September 28th.
So do you need to be a new poll worker? Or what if you're already signed up? Do you say, hey, like, wait, I want a meal too?
So that is possible too. You will have the opportunity to fill out the form on fuelthepolls.org with proof that you've been selected as a poll worker. So applying doesn't necessarily mean you get a meal. You do have to be accepted by the city. And once you are accepted and you have been assigned to a polling place, you can let us know on fuelthepolls.org. To let us know where you are, and we will get a meal to you.
So you're gonna make, I'm just imagining the spreadsheet, like,
oh, yes.
of like what you guys are, you know, sending out there.
Lots of Excel will go into this effort, as much Excel as there is food. But I think, you know, the logistics of this are going to be huge. We're working with Mana, who is a enormous meal delivery charitable organization here based in Philly. They're lending us their logistical software to help plan the routes. We're working with some of their volunteer drivers to help get the meals from the restaurants to the polling locations. So yes, this was a very new idea just as of last week, but we're so excited and flattered by how many people have donated their effort and are enthused to be involved in this campaign. So I think it's going to be a huge success. I'm really looking forward to Monday's big launch and seeing how many people get involved.
How many restaurants are already involved?
12.
So these 12 restaurants don't necessarily also have to be the delivery drivers, do they?
Definitely not. We're trying to take that.
Right. That was a big issue when, you know, the city shut down, that a lot of restaurants had, was delivery was a problem.
Yes. And I think a lot of restaurants, most of the ones involved actually have their own third party delivery platforms. But we felt like it was easier to take that burden off of the restaurants, as it is hard enough to be running a restaurant these days anyway, and get a third party to help us with that process. Mana are the pros. They do this for 30,000 individual patients every week. So going to potentially 800 polling locations is easy for them.
No big deal.
So 12 restaurants fueling, hopefully 800 different places, I think is very doable. It's a little bit of an Excel
spreadsheet
tongue twister, but I think we can figure it out. I'm excited about it. I'm up to the challenge. Mission Taqueria hosts tons of events, so this is a little out of our usual style, but I think it's such an important cause that we're happy to do it.
Do you have a goal of how many poll workers you'd like to bring in?
We'd like to, the current need, they're saying that because so many people have retired or aged out because of COVID being so real, that we are down by 3,500 poll workers.
Wow.
So we're hoping to get 1,000 people signed up to be actual poll workers. We're hoping for like 5,000 entries, and maybe out of that 1,000 will actually get selected.
Wow.
And so our goal is...
But Philly actually needs more.
We need more. So we were only able to open 200 polling locations for the primary. And if we can get 3,500 more people to sign up, we can open all 800 polling locations in Philadelphia County, which just means shorter lines, more people on hand to help people who have ballot questions or need physical assistance actually voting in person. And it's so precarious. If we don't get the people to turn out to actually work the polls, we can't open all the locations that we want. So our goal is to get 1,000 people placed in polling locations across the city.
So if this goes well, do you see this happening as like an ongoing thing?
Oh, yes. We would love to continue it in perpetuity. I think that, you know, civic duty could use a little sex appeal sometimes. And I think that with our restaurants kind of lending a bit of a cool factor to this election, I'm hoping it's something that gives it legs and gets momentum into the voting process in a way that we so desperately need. And if it goes well this year, we would happily continue this and grow it to really build it into the poll worker experience, where it's not something you have to sign up for, that maybe in the future, it's just automatic. Like that restaurants that are local to the wards where you're working would provide food that day, and it would be incentivized by the city or by sponsors, and that it would just entice people on the regular to participate in their process.
You hear that, sponsors?
You hear that, sponsors? We're here for you. We're here for you and your checkbooks.
If they do, somebody does want to be a sponsor, who do they reach out to?
They reach out to me, to Daniel at Mission Taqueria. There will be a contact form for sponsors or just general questions that would go directly to me that is going to be on fuelthepolls.org. So anyone who has questions about sponsorship or how to volunteer to be a delivery driver, any of those other things will all be on the site. So people, it's like the one-stop shop for all of your questions related to signing up to be a poll worker and how to take part in this incentive program.
Probably call the restaurant too, right?
You could also call the restaurant, because I'm most likely going to answer the phone there too. So I do it all.
So Mission Taqueria now just celebrated 4 years.
We did.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And you were mentioning you're hoping you can make it to the 5-year milestone.
Well, 5 years in restaurant life is always a big milestone, but having one of those 5 years be a COVID year would be an especially huge celebration. We have had we've had a pretty good summer, and the fall and winter do get scary with no more outdoor dining and limited capacities inside, but we're scrappy. Mission has got a lot of love behind it and a lot of support and a loyal following. And that's who we're really calling to with this campaign, is trying to get people involved beyond just supporting our business, but supporting our city and supporting our government. It's so important.
All right. Daniel McLaughlin, owner of Mission Taqueria here at 1516 Sansom Street. Out on the sidewalk, by the way, your streetery looks beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm really proud of it.
And once again, the initiative is called Fuel the Polls. And it launches on Monday, and the website will be...
fuelthepolls.org.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.